الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفداء لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم. يا رب بلغ بالمصطفى مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فلما بلغ معه السعي قال: يا بني إني أرى في المنام أني أذبحك، فانظر ماذا ترى. قال: يا أبت افعل ما تؤمر، ستجدني إن شاء الله من الصابرين. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. First we'll translate this wonderful poem of our Shaykh Damat Barakatuhum. And really this is our spiritual food. And not only spiritual food, biryani and roast, and nothing can compare with what enjoyment and what spiritual food one poem of our Shaykh Damat Barakatuhum gives. And we can imagine, we can't imagine what Hazrat's position is. The heart, anyone knows. As in the opposite sense, the Quran Sharif says, وَمَا تُخْفِي صُدُورُهُمْ أَكْبَرُ. Those who have got enmity of Islam, the munafiqs, what is concealed in their hearts is even more. That's in the negative sense, but even in the positive sense. The friends of Allah, when they express the love of Allah, how much is in their heart? There is only at the tip of the iceberg, which can be made manifest with the tongue cannot relate everything which is in the heart. We say, I don't know how to tell you, I don't know how to express to you. So this, when this is Hazrat's condition, what is in the heart? And for us to be connected with Hazrat, it is only Allah's very special fazal and karam. On one occasion, Allah was very kind. When I was introducing Hazrat, Allah put this thought and I explained it to the people, that Hazrat is really a man of 800 years ago, 1,000 years, of Maulana Rumi's time. But when that kafla of Allah Wala was going, then they made mashura that some of our friends will be still coming after 1,000 years, who's going to bring them? So they made mashura and they chose our Shaykh. They say, you will stay behind. After 1,000 years, our friends who are still going to come, Allah's friends, you must bring them along. Really, that is Hazrat's position. This beautiful poem, Tere dar par, Tera banda, ba ummeed karam aaya. That on your threshold, on your doorstep, your banda has come in the hope of karam. And what is karam? Allah is kareem. And kareem, alladhi yu'ti biduni istihqaq. That a person who is not even worthy of anything, Allah gives him also. You had 5-6 workers, they worked for you. After they finished their work, they came and collect their wages. One other person also just joined them. Who in this world will be, okay, you also take, you also, I give you also. Who will do that? Allah is that being. That you just with the awliya, okay, you also, your work also, I'll do it for you. You're just in that Mubarak place of Makkah and Medina, you're not worth it, but you are here, come, I'll do your work for you. Allah is that being. Al-Kareem, Alladhi yu'ti biduni sawalin wa minnatin. Kareem is that being that gives without you asking and without you begging. Who asked to be born? Who asked for eyes? Who knew we're going to need brains? We're going to need a heart. Allah gave it to us without us asking also. Alladhi yu'ti fawqa ma natamanna bihi. Kareem is that being who gives us more than what we have hoped. We went there, we wanted 50 rand. Allah gave you 5,000 rand. Gave you 50,000 rand. Who in this world will, yeah, we try and cut. Can't you manage in so much? If we, this time just accept so much. Next time we'll say, I'll give you more. But Allah Ta'ala gives fawqa ma natamanna bihi. Al-Kareem alladhi yu'ti biduni khawfin ayyan fada ma indahu. Kareem is that being who gives you without any fear that what he's got in his storeroom is going to get finished. We Ramzan also, we give our zakat, we got a budget to work on. I can only give so much. So I can't give the first collector so much. I know so many are still going to come in Ramzan. So everyone I can only give him. Allah doesn't have to think that my budget is going to get finished. And Allah gives like that. So you have come in this poem at the threshold of Kareem. Allahu Akbar. Karam se unke mere saamne unka haram aaya. Only by the karam of Allah, Allah has brought his haram in front of us. And how many mashallah hajis, our families, friends are there? We should also visualize, we are also there. We should be also part and parcel of that great occasion. And now the crowds are just swelling. Day by hour the crowds are swelling all the time there. And when Allah's haram comes in front, and this is only by the karam of Allah Ta'ala. Hamari zindagi ka waqt, waqt-e mughtanam aaya. The time to take full advantage, that lootne ka waqt, the time to just take now, that time has come now. Allah has given us that occasion to grab and to fill our bags. When we in the haram, every part of the haram is where Allah's, where du'as are accepted. Allah's rahmat is coming down, pouring down. And when you are in the tawaf, you are at, when you're making your niyat at Hajar Aswad, you are moving to the door of the Kaaba, you are moving to Rukni Yamani, you are coming to the Multazam, you are coming to Mizab Rahmat. All this du'as are readily accepted wherever you are. So what an occasion to just grab and take from Allah. So when a person is there, he must just have his heart tuned in and he must be begging from Allah Ta'ala. Karam se Rabbi Kaaba ki duayaan rad nahi hoti. By the mercy of Allah, du'as of haram are not rejected. Ask here, Allah is going to grant you. This is the place to ask. Nazar ke saamne qismat se meri multazam aaya. And in front of my eyes, what we, like we will say, by luck. It's not by luck, by Allah's mercy, by qismat. Allah put it in our taqdeer, His great mercy. The multazam has come in. I'm here at the multazam, suddenly I find myself. Now I'm holding the ghilaf of the Kaaba. My hands are up and I'm at, Allah gave me this opportunity. What an opportunity Allah has given me. Where has my Allah brought me? Yaha ka zarra zarra mazhar-e anwar-e Kaaba hai. Every small atom there is an expression of the anwar of the Kaaba. The Kaaba is the real focal point. But by the barakat, Allah's rahmat that is coming down on the Kaaba, it's spreading to the whole haram. Everything is filled with that anwar. Malik ka karam hai, us pe jo uske haram aaya. This is Allah's great kindness that Allah has brought his haram in front of his banda. The very fortunate is that person who has the opportunity to be present there and Allah's haram came in front of him. Agar che pur khata hai, par kahan jaye tera banda. If there is no doubt we are full of sins, but where else can we go? There is nowhere else we can go. Like that one buzurg who made dua for 30 years and then his khadim was with him. On the 30th Hajj, the khadim also heard when the buzurg said, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik. The reply came from Allah, La Labbaik. Your Labbaik is not accepted. So the khadim told the sheikh that when your Labbaik is not accepted, why are you still making Hajj? Why are you carrying on all the difficulties going to Arafat, Mina, Muzdalifah, all the hardships? He said, which other dua have I got? And you have heard it today, or of 30 years I'm hearing this. And I got no other direction. I got nowhere else to go. Then Allah said, even though the 30 years your Hajj was not worthy of acceptance, but now we accept all 30 years. So Allah, where else can we go? We only have to beg of Allah Ta'ala. Never lose hope in Allah. Never feel that my du'as are not being accepted, that I am a right of, never ever. Looking at ourselves, we must have the worst thoughts. But looking at Allah, we must have full hope. Allah's mercy is so great that on Qiyamah's day, even shaitan is going to think that I think Allah will make me also. The way wholesale Allah is going to make maaf. And wholesale is too small a word. How Allah is going to make maaf on Qiyamah's day, even shaitan going to think, I think I'll also be forgiven, the way Allah is forgiving. So Allah's mercy is like that. Tere dar par tera banda ba ummeed karam aaya. Your banda has come to your threshold, to your door, in the hope of your karam, O Allah, in the hope of your maghfirat, O Allah, in the hope of your fazl, Ya Allah. Fazl is that Allah gives with a, like what we call bansela, just for nothing, just take, I'm giving you, like that, in the hope of the jood of Allah, the generosity of Allah, which knows no bounds whatsoever. In the generosity of Allah, Allah has made 124,000 Anbiya alayhimus salam. Allahu Akbar, that mansab Allah gave, because Allah was so generous. How many awliya Allah has made? How many hafiz of Quran? How many hafiz of hadith? How many alim of deen? There is all the karam of Allah that He has just made people. How many awliya He has made? Zuban shukr, shukr qasir hai, logat mein dam nahi akhtar. The tongue, it hasn't got the capability of making shukr to Allah Ta'ala. The dictionaries haven't got enough words to make shukr to Allah. When this reality comes into a person, that person is on the high ways of wilayat. When he can make sincerely shukr from his heart, everything shukr, ya. You go and sleep in that night, Ya Allah, today's day, you let it pass nicely. Otherwise, what and what could have happened? I could be in a hospital now. I could be in a mortuary now. I could be where and where. I could be lying somebody somewhere, and nobody even knew that I'm lying dead there. Mullah Nasiruddin one day fell down in a ditch, and he lied there for a while. He thought he's dead. So he went home and he told his wife, I'm just coming to inform you I'm dead. Because nobody will know I'm dead lying in a ditch. So you wouldn't know. So I just came and inform you I'm dead. So maybe where we might be lying and nobody even knows that where we are. Whether we dead, what has happened to us. Who is it let this day pass nicely? When we wake up in the morning instantly, Ya Allah, tera shukar. What and what could have happened at night? Went and sleep, and middle of the night, how many people find themselves in a clinic? Crooks get in your house, they torture you, torment you for 2, 3, 4, 5 hours. What and what could have happened? You could have a sleepless night, you could have what and what. And you just said the dua of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma bihamdika saraft. Oh Allah, it is only by your mercy, your kindness, I praise you, that I'm still moving around. My hands, legs are working, my eyes are still working, everything of mine is still working. وَبِذَنْبِ اَتَرَفْتْ And I accept my gunas, O Allah. Though I'm so full of gunas, but your mercies are outweigh my gunas. They flow so much onto me. مَيْرِ اُمِّيدْ سَ زِيَادَ نَزَرْ اُنْكَ كَرَمْ آيَا How much a person has got to meet, much more than that, the mercy of Allah Ta'ala descends. We are on this very, very auspicious occasion. We are in Zul Hijjah. It's the time of Qurbani. And Allahu Akbar, Allah has been so kind to us. Even look at this great mercy of ours. Allah started our year with Muharram, which is the month of respect and honor. It is the month when Allah Ta'ala in His kindness has saved us from many wrong things, which we say Allah has made haram, but it is Allah's kindness. A father who stops his child from running across the road when a car was coming. That father didn't make zulm on his child. What a great favor he did that he stopped him, that he didn't let him go. The child has got a cold and is sneezing and his nose is running, his water from his eyes. His mother doesn't allow him to go out and play. The mother is not making zulm on him. The mother is showing so much love to that child, but the child doesn't understand. The child wants to grab, the friend of the child is on the other side of the street. Child is not looking at the cars coming, it wants to go to its friend there, or whatever it wants to. So Allah, whatever Allah has made haram on us, Allah's great, great mercy and kindness, that Allah has made looking at other women haram, Allah has made wrong anger haram, all these things, Allah's great, great mercy upon us. But we, like small children, we don't understand. And we feel, why this has been made haram? Why I've been restricted from this? Why I've been restricted from that? But it is Allah's great fazl. So Allah started the month of the year with Muharram. And as the year progresses, we come to Rabiul Awwal, the great gift of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which Allah blessed the mankind with. Rajab comes and namaz Allah gave. And namaz is our mi'raj till today. Every mu'min's mi'raj is his namaz. Then Allah gave us Sha'ban, in which our purification, Shabi Barat. And then what to say of the month of Ramadan? What a great month in so many ways. Allah blessed us with that. Then Allah brought the Ashhur Hajj, the Mawsam Hajj, in the season of Hajj now. Now you have done everything. Now you must come to your beloved's house. Now this is the occasion that we go there. And then one of the highlights of Hajj, the Qurbani Allah has given. And that to sacrifice for Allah's sake. When we do make a sacrifice, a person enjoys making a sacrifice. A person who has to do shopping for his wife, and he goes out of his way to get what she wanted. When he gets it, he doesn't feel all that difficulty. He feels happy. Who you loved when you could do something with, no matter how much difficulty you went through, now to make the sacrifice for Allah Ta'ala. So the culmination of our year from the start ends here. On the other hand, Maulana Mazhar Sahib, Hazrat Ahmed Barakatum's illustrious son, says that their year starts with January. And there they pronounce it January. It starts with Janwar, with animal. So then where it ends, in December with all the parties, with all the boozing and the liquor and all the what sins take place, or students who get 6 and 7 and 8 distinctions in matric, in one night of that matric ball, everything is lost. The girl becomes pregnant, the boy gets AIDS, and a student that was so brilliant, and one night everything is lost. All the office parties, what are happening? How many good girls from good homes we hear? They drink in those parties, and because of the environment, they can't restrain themselves in what evils. So their year starts with animalism, and that is where it ends, leads you towards Jahannam. We are very fortunate; we are blessed with such a noble system that Allah Ta'ala has granted us. Anyway, this Qurbani which Allah Ta'ala has brought, there are so many aspects of it. Yeah, in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala explains, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was originally in Iraq, where Namrud was, with his father. And when he did not worship the idols, in fact he broke the idols, and then they made a court case, and how also he presented evidence for them. After he broke all the idols, he let the axe hang on the big idol, around from his neck. And when they asked him who did this, they said the evidence is clear. That who's got the X? He's got the X, ask him. So they realized, فَبُهِتَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, that, these idols can't do a thing. How could they have done it? They realized it was Ibrahim a.s. Then they ordered a fire to be burned, that we will give him punishment in the fire. And Ibrahim a.s. and such a fire that was so intense, that for such a distance they couldn't go near the fire. They had to catapult Ibrahim a.s. into the fire, because they couldn't even go near the fire. But as he entered the fire, Allah Ta'ala said, Kuni bardan wa salaman ala Ibrahim. Become cold. And not only did Allah stop at cold, otherwise he should have become a deep freeze, more than a deep freeze, in which he should have suffered. Wa salaman. Yeah, also we learn a great, great aspect of dua. We must make lot of dua. Sometimes, for example, you want something to happen immediately. It happens, but with a lot of problems it happens. So always we must want very great dua is dua of afiyat. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told his uncle Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, there is no greater dua than afiyat. Afiyat, that things must go smooth, must go nicely, there mustn't be problems. And what a dua of afiyat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afwa. Afwa al-mahwa. Oh Allah, rub out our gunas. When the gunas are the cause of the problems. So when the gunas are out, and we ask Allah forgiveness, and Allah must rub out the gunas. He must destroy our files. He must destroy all our the CDs and the videos of our evils. Allah, when we make that dua, that is what we are asking. And Allah taught us through His Nabi. Allah does it then. All your history is wiped out. Al-afwa wal-afiyah. And oh Allah, I ask you, afiyat. What is afiyat? That nobody must cause me harm. You are walking, one person, Maulana Hussein Bayat Rahmatullah Ali's uncle or father, walking on Market Street, one person sitting there, and this was his job. Just as you come there near, he pushes his leg out on your way. And then you hit his leg, and then his leg was injured. There he makes a court case against you, sues you, that you caused this harm. You were just walking normally, so there's afiyat, Allah protect you. Driving on the freeway, nicely you're driving, a car from the top falls on you. No fault of yours, nothing of yours. Allah protect us from harms which are outside us. And there are so many other things like that which we didn't do anything, but yeah, a problem. Wal mu'afat, and that we don't cause harm to anyone else. Hey, you are driving and you lost little concentration, there you bumped into somebody. You didn't mean it or anything. You caused harm to somebody else. So Allah protect us. So there is the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the greatest dua is the dua of afiyat. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyah wal-mu'afat da'ima fid-deen wal-dunya wal-akhirah. What a Nabi Allah, what a rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah has blessed us. May Allah give us tawfiq to make qadr. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah put him into the fire, and they put him in the fire. Allah immediately gave the command, and in that fire, while he was there, Allah made it a garden for him. And if it were, and this also we another very great lesson we learn here, if that fire had become a garden before time, then Namrud should have jumped in first. So this shows that to be ready for the test of Allah Ta'ala. We go into that test. Don't be afraid. Allah's promises are 100% haq. You might see yourself, I'm destroying myself. I'm cancelling all my insurance. Oh, calamity is going to come. My house insurance, my car insurance, my health insurance. I cancel it all. What's going to happen to me? Trust in Allah Ta'ala. And see how Allah Ta'ala's help comes. Yeah. Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Alayhi, the Mufassirin, go into lengthy discussions to show that things can live in fire. There is one insect that lives in fire. It can't do without the fire. Allah's Qudrat is above everything else. We can't understand the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. The Malaika who are in charge of Jahannam and who are going to do their work in Jahannam, Jahannam doesn't burn them. Just like, for example, not difficult to understand, it's a very, very hot day, very hot day. You're sitting in your car, you're in the heat, in the traffic has come to a standstill, you got your aircon on, you are in all that intense heat, but you are sitting comfortably in your car. You don't have any problem whatsoever. It's an extremely cold day, very, very cold. You are sitting in your car is air conditioned. You are very comfortable, though you are in the middle of that whole cold, you are in the outside, you are, but you are sitting in your car, you got no problem. So ulama have given many explanations. Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Alayhi, he quotes one instance. There was a king who used to be in idol worship, and he forced all the people also to do idol worship. So to get everyone to worship idols, he burnt a huge fire. And he put one of his big idols there. And he ordered everyone to make sajda to that idol. Whoever didn't, throw him into the fire. So a lady was brought with her newborn baby. Small little baby just born. And when they brought it, told her to make sajda. She was a true believer, mu'mina. She refused. They grabbed her baby and threw it into the fire. The baby, newborn, just new, not old baby, was shouting and screaming out to the mother, "Oh my mother, come here, what enjoyment, we never know what enjoyment, what food here is, what enjoyment there is, don't hesitate, you come." The mother jumped into the fire. As soon as the mother went in, she started shouting, "Oh people, don't hesitate, jump into the fire, come into the fire, yes, enjoyment here, there's pleasure in here, whatever you want is here in the fire, come in here." Then the people, the guards who were there to throw the people into the fire who were not making sajda, they had to stop the people. The people all started jumping into the fire, and now they had to stop them. The king became very humiliated. And then quite a few ashar, Mala Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah has written, the king told the fire, "Fire, what's wrong with you? Your work is to burn. Since when have you stopped burning? Isn't it your flames that go up so high and that you burn and you bring down to ashes whatever comes? What happened to you that these people are all enjoying in you?" And they could see them enjoying, and they heard the evidence that they're enjoying. "What happened to your fire?" Quite a few ash'ar. Then the fire, Allah gave it qudrat, and Allah's qudrat is above everything. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala spoke to the mountains. Mountains have got life in them. Ya jibalu awwibi ma'ahu wat-tayr. Allah spoke to the fire, Ya naru kuni bardan wa salama. Like that, Allah Ta'ala, everything has got life. And when Allah communicates, they respond to Allah's communication. So the fire said, "I've got no choice of my own. I don't burn of my own. When he lets me burn, I burn. When he makes me a garden, I become a garden. I've got just like the knife of Ibrahim alayhi salam." Iqbal, the philosopher, he says when Ibrahim alayhi salam sharpened the knife, put it on the throat, the knife, he made it very sharp so it doesn't take long, because it was what a operation, slaughtering his own child. What an operation. And then every Nabi, Allah has made him so beautiful, so tender, every part of his body. The skin of the throat of Ibrahim alayhi salam or Ismail alayhi salam was very, very delicate, easy, not rough and coarse like some people are. Anbiya alayhi salam, Allah chose them with the most supreme material. Allah Ta'ala made their physical aspects and bodies also. So that knife, so sharp, and every Nabi has got so much strength, which normal men don't have so much strength. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "I've been given the strength of 100 men." What strength, Nabi sallallahu, every Nabi, Allah gave him so much strength. So Ibrahim alayhi salam, with all that strength, with that knife so sharp, with all his force on it, and such a delicate, more softer than butter, melted butter, was the skin or was the throat of Ibrahim, Ismail alayhi salam, but it wouldn't cut. When he says, "Knife, what's wrong with you? I'm putting all my force. I've sharpened you so much and you're not cutting." He said, "Must I listen to you, O Khalil, or must I listen to Jalil? Must I listen to Allah? Allah gave me the command not to cut. How can I cut?" To realize this tawheed and the will of Allah. And this is 100% a reality, the command and the will of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So the fire said, "I got no choice of my own. When Allah makes me a garden, I become a garden. When Allah makes me a fire to punishment and torture, then I do that." So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, after this whole episode, and here also we learn hidayat, and no matter how much we make shukr that Allah made us Muslims. A person who was a born Muslim and is Muslim after that, he doesn't come out of the fold of Islam. A person who accepted Islam, no matter how much shukr, it's not our thinking, it's not our understanding, it's not I realize Islam is the truth, it's solely and only the fizzle of Allah. Otherwise there are many, many people who realize Islam is the truth, but they don't accept Islam. And many Muslims know, "I must make namaz, namaz is faraz, I must not do the wrong, I feel so guilty," but tell Allah, tawfiq is not there, nothing can happen. So no matter how much shukr we make that Allah has kept us as Muslims, and may Allah keep us and take us as what iman, and what it is only the fizzle of Allah. When Namrud, he saw they were burning in the fire, they were in the fire and they were enjoying, but still he did not bring iman. and his people did not bring iman. Fir'aun, when he saw Musa alayhi salam, that Allah commanded the sea, and it made paths for Musa alayhi salam, and 12 paths, Allah spoke to the sea also, and the sea made the way for them. He saw it with his eyes. Instead of bringing iman, he went into his destruction. So that is all in the hands of Allah Ta'ala, and no matter how much shukr a person, and don't even worry of thinking that this certain person, friend of mine, is not a Muslim, he's got so good habits, why isn't he a Muslim? It's in the hands of, and Allah knows his wisdom, and Allah Ta'ala knows his hikmah, that who Allah has given, just make shukr that Allah made me a Muslim, that Allah kept me on iman, and beg of Allah not to dip Rabbana, la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana. We don't know, and Allah can cut that line at any time. For that, a person must be very careful, not only of guna, of be'adabi also, na shukri also, when we na qadri also, when we don't appreciate, we don't make shukr, Allah's system is, may Allah save us, that He takes away His ni'mats. Hey, a student who's studying, if he doesn't appreciate, then now the father passed away, now he says, I have to go home. That Allah made an excuse, outward excuse, to take him away from his studies. Or whatever else, he got involved with bad friends now. Hey, it's all, it starts with, usually, bay adabi. Hey, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, the harm of bay adabi is sometimes worse than guna also. Disrespect. So we should be very careful and make tawbah to Allah for all our naqadri. Hey, deen Allah is given. Allah made me a hafiz. Allah made my son a hafiz. But I'm not showing appreciation to it. I just take it for granted. How lot we have to show appreciation for these ni'mats of Allah. Allah gives me tawfiq of 5 times namaz. And I don't appreciate it. I must realize it. Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith rahmatullah alayh has particularly written on this subject. That for example, we get saved from an accident. Or anything else. It wasn't just we got saved. Some of your good deeds, it came in. So appreciate the good deeds that Allah gave you tawfiq to make amal. Realize we not fit and our deeds are not, but Allah, you gave me tawfiq. Make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. You gave me Ramadan, you gave me Dhul Hijjah, you gave me Hajj, you gave me Umrah. All these things, don't make na shukr. Don't make na shukri. This is no good. And na qadri. But na qadri, na shukri is almost together, but there is a difference. Appreciate the ni'mats of Allah. Make shukr to Allah for the ni'mats that He has given us. So, this now, then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Namrud did not accept Islam. And in fact, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam taught it safe and better. Rather, I've made so lot tabligh to these people, they are not going to listen. So Allah commanded him, go away. From there he went away to Sham, Syria, which is, and that time Sham was the largest Sham, which included Jordan, which included Palestine also. Then he went to Egypt, and then Faran, which is where Makkah Sharif is. He made dua to Allah Ta'ala for a son. Allah blessed him with a son, Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. He was very old at that time. His wife was old at that time. Allah blessed them with the son Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. Then for their tarbiyat, which was even in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam, they used to leave the children in the villages, out in the far away from the city life. Usually city life, there are a lot of wrong things that happen. Students, children learn bad habits. Language is bad. Habits are bad, bad things. But in the villages usually, it is used so for tarbiyat, they always left the children. Even Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Maya Halima, radiyallahu anha, took her out, and there he gained his tarbiyat, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So for that he left his son and wife, Hazrat Hajira, in Makkah Sharif. And he carried on with his work of calling people towards Allah, teaching them Tawheed, teaching them the love of Allah. And he traveled all these areas, Egypt, Jordan, Syria, Palestine, all these areas Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam traveled. And from time to time on his buraq, Allah had given him a buraq, he would come in, visit and check on his wife and children also here. So and then now when the son, on one such occasion when he came, Ismail alayhi salam has come, فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَ. He had reached the age now that he could work with his father. Now he has now become an apprentice with his father. He's coming into life now. And Ibrahim alayhi salam is at that age where he needs a support now. Old man, he needs a support. And the young boy has come now that age, like a young boy tells his father even before he's got his license, "Daddy, now you sit in the back seat, I will drive. And I'm a big boy, I know how to drive, I will drive for you, Daddy, you sit in the back seat." So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was now going in the back seat. And Ismail alayhi salam, this young boy, came into the front seat. At that time Allah Ta'ala commanded him to slaughter his son. Allahu Akbar. It's easy to speak, very easy to speak, very easy to hear. But imagine if we were commanded. Abdul Muttalib, one time one person came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam and he told him, "Ya Ibn al-Zabihatain, oh, the son of two Zabihas, two who were slaughtered." Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam smiled. From here we learn a lot of great lessons also. People who don't understand, a person who gives correct praise to his sheikh, to his ustad, to the parents, to his Nabi, to accept it is also a sunnah. Otherwise Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam should have told him, "What you speaking? Don't praise me like this." Huzur sallallahu alayhi wasalam smiled. And then somebody asked, "Oh Allah's Rasul, how are you the son of two slaughterings?" He said, "One is Ismail alayhi salam, which is famous. I'm his great grandson. And the other is when my father Abdullah was born, my grandfather Abdul Muttalib had made a vow that I would slaughter him. When he was born, what a beautiful boy." So all the people also said, "Don't slaughter him. Rather slaughter 100 camels in his place." So, and Hukman, it was like the slaughter of his father. So he was, so his father, so to say, in principle was also slaughtered. And his great-great-grandfather also in principle was slaughtered. Allahu Akbar. Ulama will appreciate this. What knowledge Allah had given our Akabir. Hazrat Maulana Anwar Shah Kashmiri, rahmatullah alayhi, when teaching this ayah, told that, "Inni ra'aytu fil manam anni azbahuka." That I saw, Allah commanded me, that I am slaughtering you, fa'al mudari. I am slaughtering you. Not that inni zabahtuka, that I have slaughtered you. Not that I have slaughtered you, I am slaughtered, I am doing the act of slaughtering. So the whole history fits 100% with the Quran Sharif. It's not against the Quran that the Quran says slaughter him and you didn't slaughter him. No, the Quran Sharif said that I'm seeing that Allah's command is that I'm slaughtering you. And that Ibrahim alayhi salam did complete. Not that I slaughtered you and you are finished slaughtered. So then Allah Ta'ala had commanded at this crucial age. And to test the child, to test Ibrahim, Ismail alayhi salam, he asked him, "Fanzur maza tara." Oh my son, Ismail, what you say about Allah has commanded me that I must slaughter you immediately, spontaneously. Ya abati fa'al ma tu'mar. Oh my father. And also here we learn, ya bunayya. Oh my beloved son. So what our children, not only have love in your heart, express that love. Many of us, we say everything is in the heart. Maulana Nadeem sahab say, "Must kalender, sab kuch andar." That those people who are like lost people, everything they say, it's a namaz also is in my heart. Everything I do it in my heart. So one such person who, he went to a village, such a buzurg, false buzurg, and he wasn't making namazes, but while walking, he just suddenly gave a sharp break. All his murids with him, they all, pile-up of cars, pile-up, all made accident into, "Hazrat, what happened?" One the murid who had the courage to ask. He says, "Didn't you say what? What you see?" He said, "A dog that entered haram there, I chased it out." Oh, what a great buzur. From here he saw the dog in the haram, and he chased it out from here. Oh, great. Dawat after dawat, dawat after dawat. One person told his wife, but she had correct aqidah. She has a muwahida properly. So she told that, "No problem, I'll make dawat, but ask Hazrat about his namazes. His namazes he's not making here." So he went there frighteningly, "Hazrat, namazes?" He said, "You got no respect, buzurg, you ask them all these things. Our namazes are made in the seventh heaven. Our namaz made in Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif." So he came, he told his wife, so he told her, "Kindly tell him to oblige and tell him to eat also there. What is he eating? Our food. Eat the food of Makkah Sharif, Medina, fourth heaven, that Manna, Salwa. He must eat there. Why is he eating our food here? So he went, he told him again. He got very angry again. He forced his wife make dawat. She made dawat. And contrary to the usual, that you take out food in a platter, everyone gets his empty plate and dishes out. But she prepared everyone's plate. And again, also contrary to the usual, she started with everyone else. And now again the sheikh is seeing everyone's, the whole plate of rice coming, the meat on top, his mouth is watering. It must start with him, barakat by him. And here all the others, because of him they got dawat. And now they getting first the food and he's just mouth, eyes wide open, mouth is watering also. And I'm sure our mouth also water when we just hear about that wonderful mutton, chicken on top of the rice. So he got very cross again. So he went to his wife again and he told her, you're going to let me get destroyed. Mar dalwaigi. He'll make baddua for me. What will happen to us? She say, why? What's wrong? She says that you're sending to everyone else. His plate is coming. And he's special. So now he got happy. That jo der se aata hai, durust aata hai. But she made her plate upside down. His plate. She put the meat under and all the rice on top. So when he saw plain rice for him, all the others got meat and right on. What good meat. And he's watching all day. And they eat it. And my plate came plain rice. Nothing. He got very cross again. So again her husband came. What's wrong? So he said, don't worry, I'll sort it out. She came, and what she sorted out, she brought the Imam Dista, that big, masalas with. She came with it and she gave one shot. Say, you stupid fraud, that you can see the dog in Makkah Sharif, you can't see the meat under the rice, which is under your nose, you can't see that. So these type of people who have got all this kind of aqidahs in this. So where were we? Jee. So anyway, we must have show love and for our children in their tarbiyat also. That and don't have just that love in the heart. From there we explain this. That express it also. Yeah, the Quran Sharif when he's speaking to the Ibrahim alayhi salam, what a great Nabi. Speaking to his small son, who was still not a Nabi at that time. Ya Bunayya, oh my beloved son. Today, hey, come, do this, do that. What you doing here? No love for the children. We don't express it. We say all is inside. This is very, very important. Husband doesn't show love to his wife, respect, anything. Like she's a slave, not even a servant. That do this, do that. And a wife speaks to the husband like that. Where do you hear? I had the very great honor that once we were with Hazrat, we went for Umrah. And from Jeddah, from Hadrat's nephew, he was in Jeddah, we stayed at his place. From there, Hadrat told me phone home also. So I spoke in front of Hadrat. I spread for me it was just normal. After that, Hadrat said, oh, this chap here, when he speaks like mithai is coming out from his mouth. How he's speaking to his wife? Like mithai coming out from his mouth. Like that, speak with love, with kindness, not the shouting. Both the husband to the wife, wife to the husband. But that is hardly in our lives. No please in our lives. No jazakallah. Think in our homes. Do we ever say please do this for me? Jazakallah, you did that. Do we ever appreciate the wife cooks for us? When do we ever say jazakallah? We pay the telephone account. We pay the light bill. Did the wife ever say jazakallah? Whenever I press the button, the lights go on. I open the taps, water is flowing. We don't. My grocery tins are full. Rice is full. Flour is full. I don't have a problem anytime, but no appreciation. All these are the things that we have to learn in life. These are the things, and then see how spicy life becomes. Hey, one time get food without spice. No salt in that food. And then see, just boil rice. And then see how we feel. Our whole life is like that with Allah Ta'ala. And I'm speaking, this is of those who are in deen, who are making ibadah. Those who are not even having food. Those of us who are in deen, our food, no spice in that food. And what is the tasawwuf? Just to put that spice in, to get the taste, and then see how enjoyable. And then see your namazes, how enjoyable. see your tilawat, and then see what Ramzan is and how you long for Ramzan. See the 10 days of Zulhijjah, you'll make them mini Ramadan, and how you'll enjoy this mini Ramadan also, and how you look forward. And if you know what Qurbani is, your heart will just go out, oh, Qurbani is coming again. Oh, that wonderful occasion again. Even if you're just slaughtering one animal, but with that spirit, that is what is important. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam asked his son, "Fanzur maza tara," and how he replied also, "Ya abati," oh my beloved father. And like Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he spoke to his father Azar, he was not idol worshipper only, maker of idols, seller of idols. But ya abati fal, ya abati lima ta'budu ma la yasma'u, ya abati, how much, every ayat, ya abati, ya abati, ya abati, my beloved father. For his kafir, what kind kafir father? Who is the maker, worshipper, who is the mujawir of the temple. And he's telling him, my beloved father, my beloved father. Yeah, little small problem, my father, according to me, is not making namaz, and just starts shouting at him. Or anything else, any small thing, how we treat our parents. With how much love, what a relationship, yeah. All this qurbani, these are the lessons that we have to learn. So that relationship between father and son and father, husband and wife, that love, and that is what Islam teaches. But these things are as though they don't exist. Today, how sad, the ummah, the youngsters, etc., when they want to get married, go and read a non-Muslim's book on marriage. As if we haven't got it. We have to read theirs. You have a depression problem, any other psychological problem, we have to go to non-Muslims for treatment. As if we haven't got the treatment. We are supposed to be giving the treatment to the world. But today we are going to take the wrong treatment from the people. So how much we have to how far we are out of line. And yet we regard ourselves as very good Muslims. Where have we landed ourselves? That we are right out of line, and we are very happy that I'm a very good Muslim. And we're finding so good Muslim, we're finding fault in other Muslims. Which our Shaykh Damat Barakatub says, a person who's got a cold, and is laughing at a person who's got cancer. That look at him, he's got cancer. But you don't a person who's got cancer is laughing at a person who's got a cold. Your sickness is so terrible, but you're laughing at that person whose nose is, just because he sneezed, nose is running, you're laughing at him. We are so sick, and we're finding fault with other people all the time. So, Ibrahim Ali, when he asked his son, Ismail Ali Salatu Wasalam, what do you say? Immediately, spontaneously, Ya Abati Fa'al Ma Tu'mar, do what you have been commanded. When Allah's commandment, Allahu Akbar. Then, Shaitan came in the way. He went to Ismail alayhi salam. He told him, you know where your father is taking you? He's taking me to cut wood. He said, no. He's saying he's going to slaughter you. Did you ever hear a father slaughtering his son? He says, Allah told him that he must slaughter you. If Allah said, then it must be done. Shaitan failed hopelessly there. He went to Hajira alayhi salam. You know where your husband is taking your son? He's taking him for work. As the father goes for work, he takes his son along with him. No, he's taking him to slaughter. You ever heard a father slaughtering a son? He says that Allah told him, if Allah said, then we have to do what Allah said. There he failed also. He went to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And these are the three places, the three shaitans that we pelt. But today, we have made, some people make a joke out of pelting the shaitans. Somebody, what and what we do, but the reality, and that is that we are pelting shaitan, these wasawis. There we pelt him, and then after that immediately we play into his hands again. We do what he wants to. We hardly leave Jeddah and our dressing changes already. While we are in Makkah, we are buying toys and things, clothing for our children, totally against Sharia. What did we pelt shaitan? What did we fight shaitan? We are playing in his hands. Shaitan is laughing at us. You are pelting me, but I know, just in front of the people, you have to tell me I'm bad. But we are friends inside. We'll again become friends again, and you'll do everything I'll tell you again. And we fall into his whole trap, 100% headlong. We do what shaitan tells us again. So the reality of things, this is unfortunately going out, gone out from us already. So then, finally, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, now, Dr. Iqbal asked a question here, that for Ismail alayhi salam, a young boy, according to Mufassirin, 9 years, 13 years, roughly between that age, for him to give such an answer to his father, that, "Ya, oh father, slaughter me, don't waste time. Ya abati fa'al ma tu'umar, satajiduni," and again, "insha'Allah, minas sabirin." That by, not any praise, this is also a very dangerous thing, that don't make claims. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam made a claim, "I'm the most learned person." Allah put him through a whole exercise after that. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam one time just forgot to say insha'Allah. Allah ta'ala stopped wahi for so long. And what a torment that was on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam when Allah wasn't relating to him for so long. That only that person can understand. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says that one poet in Badayun, in India, he says that when my wife is upset with me, then it seems that the world has turned upside down. I can't understand anything. I can't eat anything. That is when there is love like that. Otherwise, tum roote, hum choote. You angry and upset? Well, you go your way. You sleep in your room. I got nothing to do with you. That shows there is no love in that marriage. But where there's love, little bit the wife, she's just, her mood has just changed a bit, then you can't tolerate it. Your wife's mood you can't accept. Allah, when Allah, he wasn't coming. Allah wasn't, so to say, speaking to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Oh Allah, this I can't take." So just because he did not say insha'Allah. And today there's no insha'Allah, no masha'Allah. We haven't Islamicized our language. Whatever language we speak, these things must be so common in our language. Every time it must be there that we are still existing. Allah Ta'ala says, "Kul ma ya'bu bikum Rabb lola Kul ma ya'bu bihi Rabbikum lola du'aukum." That if it were that for the kuffar, Allah Ta'ala is saying that what is stopping Allah from punishing you? You are calling on your idols for everything. Today, we don't ask Allah for His help. There is no Bismillah in our lives. There is no Alhamdulillah in our lives. No shukr. It is solely Allah's great, great kindness and mercy. Sifat of hilam. Hilam of Allah Ta'ala. Alladhi la yasta'ajilu bil uquba, who does not hurry and give punishment. Allah tolerates and keeps it back. Al Halim alladhi la yu'adhibu ma'a qudratihi 'ala al adhab, that Allah has got the full qudrat and power to punish, but Allah withholds His punishment. Allah knows what and what you have done, what and what the husband has done, what and what the wife has done, what and what the worker has done, how wrong the boss is, but Allah withholds. Who in this world, which boss, when he knows his worker is stealing wholesale, and he still tolerates him? Who can ever do that? We wholesale namazes are not in our lives. And if we are making namaz, no dhyan of Allah Ta'ala. But still Allah gives us biryani to eat, gives us the best cars, He gives us aircon, He gives us our houses. What then, what doesn't He give us? So how haleem is not Allah Ta'ala? So Allah Ta'ala's mercies are so great. But we, what Allah gave us for our protection, we don't use it. Our du'as are not in place. We go on safar. Good people we have seen over and over. No dua, not even Bismillah. Just sit in the car, start it and start moving. No Bismillah also. No dua also. Yeah, for the children, all the everything is only for them. Whole of Islam, that the children must read duas. But we ourselves, we are very, very neglectful in all these things. So going at night to sleep, think of ourselves. How many of us will know the dua after drinking water? There's a dua. Even just to say Alhamdulillah, and what a beautiful dua. After drinking milk, when wearing clothes, there is dua. Who of us reads a dua when wearing clothes? Those are still very far away. Eating time, we don't read Bismillah. After eating, no Jazakallah. We ate at somebody's house, we don't even thank the person. Not even a little bit, and some Jazakallah. No appreciation, as if we did a great favor, we came and eat the food there. So these things we are still very, very neglectful in all these things. So anyway, Ibrahim Ali said, the son gave the reply immediately, "Oh my father, you do it." So Dr. Iqbal asked a question, was it the blood of the father or was it the milk of the mother? In other words, whose training was it that this boy was such a golden boy and he could give such a reply? And the real true reply, it was both the tarbiyat of the father, tawajjuh and dua of the father, and the tarbiyat of the mother. From here, a whole chapter, balke, a whole encyclopedia of Islamic upbringing of children opens here. How to bring up our children in the correct way. How to teach them duas. How to teach them belief and trust in Allah, that Allah is the doer of everything. All those things, how the son, a young boy like this, but today our young children, they are in sports at that time. They are gone for dancing lessons, for music, ballet lessons. They are gone for all what and what things. And when it's about deen, they don't know one point of deen. And today, unfortunately, we have come at that time where the World's Cup now, previously also, just because one ustad told the child not to take interest, the parents became so cross and took them out of madrasa. That why you spoke against the cricket, why you spoke against the soccer, that also we cannot tolerate. So how far are we? And yet we are very good Muslims. So anyway, so that a son, Allah Ta'ala, Ismail alayhi salam, was brought up. And then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam with all his, and the son tells the father, blindfold yourself. And he turns his head the other way so he doesn't have to eye contact. Eye contact is a very great thing. So there is an eye contact between father and son. And he wants to slaughter him. But Allah Ta'ala then, إِنَّا كَذَلِكَ وَفَدَيْنَاهُ بِذِبْحٍ عَظِيمٍ. We have given him as ransom another great gift. A gram that came from Jannat Allah Ta'ala sent. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, and because he knew the intense love of Ibrahim alayhi salam for Allah and how he will fulfill the commands of Allah, there from there, far away, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So that Ibrahim, when he hear Allah's name, his attention will go there. Then he saw the ram coming. And then all the malaika in the heavens, La ilaha illallah, which till today, with the Arabs, whenever a thing of amazement, a thing of great joy, automatically on, La ilaha illallah, Rabbi Allah, it comes automatically, La ilaha illallah. And Ibrahim alayhi salam slaughtered in the name Allahu Akbar walillahi alhamd. So this is a real live show which Allah uses every Muslim who can afford to make qurbani, and make that qurbani with your own hands. Slaughter it yourself. Islam is not a dead religion. That there was the statue of Ibrahim alayhi salam in Mina with the ram lying at his feet, and we just go and see it. That this is what happened. So 6,000 years ago, 7,000 years ago, Allah didn't make our religion a dead religion. But Allah made everyone with your own hands, you relive that. And whoever makes the qurbani, and really it is with that spirit, you get the sawab as though you have slaughtered your own son for Allah Ta'ala. But that is when we, how do you think our little child of that age of 9-10 years, how dear, how beloved he is, and we have to, with our own hands. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam didn't ask somebody else to slaughter him. I'll pay you 50 rand, you do the slaughtering for me. No, with his own hands, he had to slaughter his own son. So any person, if we get the spirit, لَنْ يَنَالُ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاءُهَا. Allah doesn't want the blood, Allah doesn't want the meat, it doesn't reach Allah. وَلَاكِ يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. Your taqwa, the spirit of qurbani, of sacrifice. We can't sacrifice our clean clothes. That something else is more important for me. Somebody else will do my qurbani. We relegate it to second division. That's not important. This other work of mine, Allahu Akbar, just see our ulama, who had what deep understanding of deen, and to make deen alive, and really, the deen that in our times, the Darul Uloom of Deoband, that has brought deen alive in the world. Dr. Iqbal says that your ihsan is not only on India, O Darul Uloom, on the Muslims of the world, your ihsan. And today, this is the only institution that has brought Deen alive with the spirit of Deen, not only the name of Deen. Unfortunately, like Azhar, what a great university it was at one time, Islamic Darul Uloom. But not only has the spirit gone out, it has become totally a secular university, where there is faculty for Islamic studies, and just to study Islam, the practice of Islam. Dr. Abdullah Maulana Abdullah Kapodri, Rais of Tarkeshwar, he explained, he went to Azhar, and without appointment. So he wanted to meet the Rais, the rector. So they took his message in that somebody from India is here, foreigner, and he wants to meet you, but he hasn't. So he gave him time. So he went and meet him. It was Zohar time. So he says the two of them, they made Zohar namaz just in his office there. And all the other officers, all the workers sitting in the office, nobody made namaz. We make husnizan, they must have made it somewhere else, some other time, but it was namaz time, and hardly any namaz. You see on the dressing, one time, there is a organization called Darul Ifta in Makkah Sharif, it's just like Rabita. They do work for Muslims throughout the world. That's also one organization called Darul Ifta. Six alims, Arab alims, sheikhs, came here to the madrasa many years ago. And then after that they sat with me in the office and they said, our purpose of coming, we want to send some mashayikh here, shuyukh, to teach your students to speak Arabic, to master Arabic. So I heard all their talks. Then I told them that I think who you send will be Egyptians. They say, yes, that's what we said. We sent Egyptians. And I said, I think that they will not have the full beards. They will just have a little small beards. They said, yes. And I said, I think they will smoke and smoke in public. They said, yes, that is also their habit. And I said, I think they won't be regular with their namazes also. They said, yes. So then I told them that Arabic language is language of our Quran, Sharif, Hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's language, Jannat's language, our language. But deen, we give preference to deen over language. Deen is more important to us than what language is. They were very amazed, and they said, the spokesman, all what we said, we take it back again. And our advice to you, on what standpoint you are, remain firm on your standpoint. Never waver on your standpoint, remain firm on that. So this is what is important, that deen must come into our lives. From where did we go? So ulama of Deoband, not only the knowledge, ta'aleem of deen, but the spirit, the tarbiyat, and the spirit of deen also, Allah has blessed the ulama of Deoband. And on during how they set our madrasa year, they know knowledge, how important it is. And the darloom which is built, at how many, what expense, any madrasa, how lot is spent. But 10 days of Qurbani, Darulum is closed. No sabaks. They build a madrasa for that. But these 10 days, because there's another very great ibadat which is coming. Juma's ibadat is the greatest. And Ilm's ibadat, what a great. But Juma, Darulum closed. Because there's other ibadat to be done, which has to be done. Ramzan Sharif, ibadat in Ramzan, how great, isn't it? But Darulum, we're closing your doors now. Locks are closed, no classes. Now Ramzan's ibadat you must get engaged in. So yeah, that is why this Qurbani days in our Darulums closed. Now get involved in this ibadat. And until that does not come, just like a person, he says, meat, Sayyidu Ta'am, the best of all food is meat. I'm only going to eat meat and nothing else. That person will get sick. He needs all other things also, not only proteins in his body. He needs all other things. He needs wheat also. He needs milk also. He needs lot of other things also. Or any other thing you say, only this I'm going to do, and the other things I'm not going to do. So like that deen, we can get engaged in whatever we think is very superior in deen. But if we don't get involved in Qurbani, there will be a deficiency in us. And also this Qurbani is not only write out a check that what call it poor people of Malawi, they're not getting any meat and they are hungry, suffering people. So send my Qurbani there. For their information, those people don't need meat one day in a year. They need every week meat, and every, if you're really concerned that they're not getting meat, every month send meat for them. Send money for them and everything. Qurbani is not a charity. Qurbani is an ibadat of its own. Zakat is not a charity. Zakat is a faraz ibadat of its own. And it is more than helping the poor, it is taking out the love from a person. So when a person will count his money and take it and see my money is going, and that feeling, then he's going to get the effect of qurbani, and when, of zakat. And when he goes and give it at the door of the poor people himself, then the reality of zakat will come into him. Just writing out a check, well and good, our zakat is fulfilled, there's no problem with that. But the reality of it come, or at least some part of our zakat also, go and give it to the poor with your own hands. And then see what effect it will have. Qurbani also, when we get involved, the Ramzan Eid, you can have your shining white kurta, it's quite in order. But this Eid, to have a shining white kurta, is laughable on this Eid. This Eid, to have chicken biryani, many people ordering the chicken and Ramzan, and this Qurbani, Bakra Eid, and we're having chicken biryani. How laughable, isn't it? But people have the chicken biryani, they have all the other things. We're having our halwas and we're having our mitais. Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith Rahmatullah Ali, 3 days of qurbani, he ordered that nothing else be cooked in the house, in the khanka, besides meat. Only meat. Maulana As'ad Madani Rahmatullah Ali, when the animal was slaughtered, a piece of it, he should eat the raw meat. And this is also how names have effect on a person. Hazrat's name was As'ad, but normally everyone pronounces Asad, a lion. And he was a lion, and a lion eats raw meat, and he only eats the best, the meat a lion eats. Lion doesn't eat grass, vegetables. Lion eats meat. So that effect was on Hazrat, and he should eat that raw meat, a small piece. So anyway, to have the spirit of qurbani. And when a person will slaughter himself, clean himself, that is still the outward features of qurbani. And with that, he mixes it with the spirit of qurbani. Sacrifice. We can't sacrifice our clean clothes. We can't sacrifice our melamine and granite kitchens. There mustn't be a drop of blood in our kitchen. We can't sacrifice. We say, I can't take the smell of the qurbani meat. Allahu Akbar. If we can't take this, a Muslim, al-mu'minul qawi, khayrun min al-mu'mini dha'if. Some of us say, I can't see blood. A mu'min must be able to see blood. When Allah commands you to take life, you must be able to take life. It comes in a hadith, a person who dies, and he never even thought of making jihad. He dies on one branch of hypocrisy. If you can't go for jihad or anything, at least in your heart you have that desire. You make dua for the mujahideen. You enjoy when they kill the kuffar. Really, according to Quran, Allah says, Alhamdulillah, that they have been killed. So that spirit has to be there. We can't slaughter a chicken, forget a goat and a lamb. And where is a camel and where is a bull? So at least this spirit must come. So much the Shariat gives importance that a woman must slaughter with her own hand. And if she can't slaughter with her own hand, when her qurbani is taking place with parda provision, she must be present to see. So how lot importance is given to it. But today that is, we don't give that. Our qurbani, our houses must remain spick and span, and go and do it on a farm. And another terrible evil that has come in, video the whole qurbani. Take photos. This photography ne deen ka jaan nikal liya. It Kaaba Sharif, people making tawaf, and now they're having their photos. What is left of that tawaf and that umrah? At Rozai Mubarak, all these photos that are being taken, what is left? The spirit is gone out. It's just a mere show now. That we'll show our children, we'll look at it, and really, all this, even deeni bayans, to a great extent, people tape it. Who listens to it again? We don't listen with attention. Where are we going to listen to it again? Happy we got this collection of CDs. We got this collection. And an MP3, 30 hours. So many hours. You can't listen half an hour, but you are happy that I've got it on that small memory stick. I've got so much on my memory. Who listens to it? Who has got that spirit of listening also? So it's all just a mere show that we have made of everything. And until we don't, Allah wants reality, wants that taqwa, that inside spirit, not the show of all these things. We are so happy, I finished 20 goats and we finished in 2 hours. By 10 o'clock everything was clean. We don't need our name in Guinness Book of Records. Qurbani, if we can, really spread it over 3 days. Over the 3 days, Allah loves nothing more than ihraq-e-dam, than making the blood flow. Allah loves that for over 3 days if we can. And the fourth day, roza is still haram on the fourth day. But you can't make qurbani. Qurbani starts or it stops at maghrib on the 12th. But why the other one day? Now sit and enjoy all your work. Now, up to now you were just slaughtering, cleaning, you were busy with the animals. Now sit and enjoy one other day Allah Ta'ala has given. And till today in the Arab world, the 10 days of Qurbani is the day, like here the non-Muslims, from Christmas to New Year. How, what they in a different world during that period. In the Arab world till today it is. But today, this year Qurbani is on a Sunday. Otherwise, if Qurbani is on a Friday, end of the month, hey, then we say Sunday we'll go slaughter. Now we must go open our shop. Shop is more. We don't even make that qurbani of that shop. What qurbani we going to make even on Sunday? There is just a show of slaughtering the animals, which is also very valuable by Allah. Even the picture of deen is extremely valuable and Allah will reward tremendously. But together we want to know how the sahaba, how what they had achieved, the awliya, all the karamat, that is when the reality of deen comes. Not on the picture of deen. You got a picture of a lion, what can that lion do? Small children poke knives into the eyes, cut off the lion's ears and tail. What can the lion do? You got a lion in a cage, in a zoo, where the lion is real, but what can he do? A real lion that is free in the jungle, then see. So the spirit of deen has to come. Every aspect of deen. You got a jigsaw puzzle, one piece of yours is out. The jigsaw puzzle is incomplete. And so the deen, the whole picture of deen, what its spirit, everything, qurbani must be in its place, umrah must be in its place, hajj must be on its place, zakat on its place, helping our neighbors must be on its place. It comes in the hadith, that person is not a Muslim who eats his fal while his neighbor sleeps hungry. So that if we are not looking after, that deficiency is in our deen. That we are not teaching the other people who don't know. We have got lot of knowledge, but we are not teaching others. Huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned the people of giving them a severe punishment. Those who don't teach others who don't know. And those who don't know who don't go and learn. So that is also part of deen. Everything, the whole deen is a complete way of life. There is no place for Western influence in our deen. There is no way for Hindu influence in our deen. Deen is watertight. It doesn't accept anything else. And if we do put something else, you are taking something of deen out. Then that other thing can fit in. And so you have made deficiency in the deen. May Allah grant us the reality. Mubarak days. We should try and keep rozas. They are not for us. And a person who keeps rozas, if he looks down on somebody, then it is in fact in a sense, haram for him to keep roza. If that roza is bringing pride in him, that the others are not keeping roza. And that roza becomes a bid'at. When he has now put it in a position like a faraz now. He has put it, made it so important. So if you keep, mubarak. But if you don't keep, there is no guna. At least the 9th roza, which will be Saturday this year, Yawmus Sabt. Try and keep that roza. Has got special virtues and fazila. Try and keep that roza and try and observe all the aspects of qurbani. It is a great thing. And tarbiyat and islah is not only zikr and not only talking of the love of Allah. All this. Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makkah, our great buzurgs, when the time of jihad came, their tahajjud they put one side. Ishraq namaz one side. And they got ready training for jihad. And they said, now what is the important command is jihad at this time. So they went, our buzurgs were not those people who we think who sat with big jubbas and big amamas and big tasbis in their hand only. They see that